in Lebanon. Talks about who will lead the country are taking on a new urgency. The clock is ticking toward a constitutional crisis if lawmakers can't select a candidate, and that requires agreement between the Western-backed majority and the Syrian and Iranian-supported opposition. A parliamentary vote has been delayed twice. It's now set for November 12th. But the real deadline may be 2 weeks later, when the term of pro-Syrian President Emil Lahoud expires. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Beirut.
In Lebanon these days, every meeting is cause for a fresh round of speculation. When Army Commander Michel Suleiman, often mentioned as a compromise presidential candidate, traveled to Egypt recently for what he said were purely military discussions, the rumor mill insisted the presidential crisis was also on the agenda. Opposition Minister of Parliament Farid Khazan says as the constitutional deadline for replacing the president approaches, brinksmanship and posturing are starting to give way to serious talks.
This is why you see an opening up and dialogue between different leaders who have not been communicating for several months. Initiatives are being taken in order to pave the way for the election of the president.
By tradition, some of which was codified in the 1990 agreement that ended 15 years of civil war, Lebanon's president is a Maronite Christian. The prime minister is a Sunni Muslim, and the speaker of the parliament is a Shiite. This will be the first presidential election in 3 decades without the presence of Syrian troops in Lebanon. They were forced to withdraw after the 2005 assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Syria denied any involvement, but public outrage helped sweep into power an anti-Syrian majority known as the March 14th Movement. But the pro-Syrian Emil Lahoud remained as president, and the government gradually ground to a political standstill. Now the opposition is refusing to attend any presidential vote unless there's a consensus beforehand on who the winner will be. Without a two-thirds quorum, the March 14th forces are threatening to elect a president with a simple majority, which officials say could lead to chaos and violence. Complicating matters further is Lebanon's long history of selecting its leaders under the auspices and pressures of foreign powers. Envoys from Europe, Russia, the U.S., the Arab world, and Iran have all proclaimed the election to be an internal Lebanese affair. But Rafik Houri, editor-in-chief of the Anwar newspaper, says most Lebanese know better.
Everybody, the French, the Spanish, the Italians, also the Americans, the Russians, the Arabs, told us that the choice is yours. Every Lebanese know that the choice is not ours.
A committee of Christian leaders from both the majority and the opposition wrapped up meetings last week with no sign that they were prepared to forward the name of a compromise candidate. Khoury says the Americans are insisting that the new president not ally with Syria, Iran, or Hezbollah, while Hezbollah and its backers want a leader who will remain close to Syria and forget about United Nations resolutions calling on Hezbollah and other militias to give up their arms. The only way to split that difference, Khoury says, would be to elect a president who can do nothing.
How can you make a person from these two conflicts? It's not easy. And if there is a person who can really be like this, will be a very weak person.
But Houri says despite these problems, there's still a decent chance lawmakers will elect someone before November 24th, if only out of fear of the violence that could erupt if they fail. Once again, it seems, Lebanese political affairs are being dominated by fear of the worst, not hope for the future. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.